Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What's up, everybody? This is Brian here to tell you about our podcast, Bingetown TV. Our hosts include seven best friends with a love for all things television. We cover a range of genres with a focus on fantasy and sci-fi, but also dip our feet into drama, horror, comedy, and pretty much anything we think is good television. We use the traditional deep dive formula for new live shows that are released week to week, but our calling card is our Rooks and Vets and Pitchtown TV series. Rooks and Vets pairs two of our hosts that have seen a show with two of our hosts that have not seen a show. Pitchtown TV is when we have a special guest pitch us a show by having us watch the pilot and trying to convince us to watch the rest. If you're craving more content on some of your favorite TV shows, then you should listen to Bingetown TV.
Find us on our website at bingetowntv.com, the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or wherever else you may find your podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is Brian here to tell you about our podcast, Bingetown TV. Our hosts include seven best friends with a love for all things television. We cover a range of genres with a focus on fantasy and sci-fi, but also dip our feet into drama, horror, comedy, and pretty much anything we think is good television. We use the traditional deep dive formula for new live shows that are released week to week, but our calling card is our Rooks and Vets and Pitchtown TV series. Rooks and Vets pairs two of our hosts that have seen a show with two of our hosts that have not seen a show. Pitchtown TV is when we have a special guest pitch us a show by having us watch the pilot and trying to convince us to watch the rest. If you're craving more content on some of your favorite TV shows, then you should listen to Bingetown TV.
Find us on our website at bingetowntv.com, the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or wherever else you may find your podcast.
Another bonus episode this week. I am talking to someone that I've known since I was like 15 years old, probably.
Yeah.
My friend Ashley, who went to high school with me. Ashley, thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. This is something I'm really excited about. So let's get this started.
All right. So Ashley and I were in TV studio together way back when I was in high school, and we've always stayed in touch, and I saw her posting this stuff on Facebook about movie movement, and for the longest time, I assumed that it was just kind of like, there's all types of things. There's like the November Project and stuff like that, and I thought it was just another organization about trying to get healthy. And then I found out that she actually created it. So I wanted to have Ashley on to explain what the movie movement is and how it can help you continue to love the things that we love, like horror movies. And I mean, I love Disney films and stuff like that, but also use that love to get in shape, because some of us just like to lounge and watch movies, but Ashley's proposing a new way.
Okay, so I wanted to start off by kind of explaining why this came about. So I'm the type of person, I grew up watching movies for a really long time. I mean, Child's Play came out in 88, the year I was born. My mom was really big into horror movies, and she just exposed my sister and I to at a very early age. Like, I got my first Chucky doll for Christmas when I was 3. So definitely had a love since the beginning. Yeah, talk about your sister telling you that when you sell your Chucky doll at a yard sale, he is coming back to get you. Tell a 3-year-old that, or a 5-year-old that. She's definitely going to regret that decision. But my love of movies just grew throughout the years. And then I was lucky enough, like my mom was worked at a video store, and then I did, and my sister did. We just kind of made sure that we used movies as much as possible. We were so absorbed with them. But the one thing that I always loved about movies was like the way they made you feel. And the way that you can watch a movie and you connect with the music, you connect with the themes, like the theme song or the, you know, from the movie, or, you know, a place where you watched a movie for the first time, or someone you watched a movie with for the first time. For a while there, I used to like credit like how a relationship was going to go based on the first movie that we saw together. So I could totally go into that, but it's, there's some pretty weird ones out there.
So here's a question, because I do ask people this. Do you have a, I have like a deal breaker movie. Like if you don't like this movie, I watch it way too much and we can probably not get along. Do you have a deal breaker movie for such an occasion?
You know what's funny is I don't have a deal breaker movie. One of the things, and this is one of the biggest things about how you and I met, we met through the TV studio with Finn, who I'm sure you're still in contact with as much as I am. He kind of changed the game for me. I always loved movies. I loved like all the things, like how it made you feel and a place it could take you. But Finn's video journalism class in 11th grade like changed how I looked at movies. I mean, when we went through a movie, it was like he showed us the cinematography, the editing, why there was like something that could be in the scene that could that you could see for a split second that would explain like a huge character trait, or, you know, he just changed the way that I saw movies.
Yeah.
And I've kind of carried that with me ever since. But the way that the movie movement kind of came about was, again, when you think of somebody who likes movies, like when someone asks you what your hobby is and you say you like to watch movies, you, or at least for me, I feel like people think, oh, she's a couch potato that likes to eat, you know, bowls of popcorn, which is totally true. But it's also, you know, I'd like to add that aspect of the fact that movies do more than just entertain us while we're sitting. There's something that can be brought to life in movement and make it fun in that aspect. So with, so basically what I wanted to do is I just wanted to bring those two things together. I wanted to take some fun little kind of, maybe a little bit of a stretch in some cases, but just like corny, quirky little things from movies and kind of make them fun and help people make fitness part of their life as opposed to being like something that they dread. You know what I mean? Like if I tell you like, oh, I want you to go do a wall sit, and while you do a wall sit, I want you to sing 1-2 Freddy's Coming for You. You know what I mean? Like at the end of it, you're going to be like, oh, okay, like I just held a wall sit for like 30 seconds, like no big deal. And the whole time in your head, what are you envisioning? You're envisioning the movie, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street, and you're seeing the two girls jumping rope with, you know, with a drum, and you're singing the song, and it takes you away. So it like doesn't, you don't focus on the move that you're doing or whatever the case may be. So that's kind of where it came about. And that's kind of what I wanted this to be. Does that kind of answer your question?
Yeah. So let's use, for example, at the time that we're recording this, the movie that you had picked for this week's movie movement is actually an old a movie that we did a couple years ago on the podcast, Valentine. So how, like give us an example of how you use Valentine to tie it into what you're doing with movie movement.
Awesome. So I didn't even know this, but it is finally being released on Blu-ray. I found this out today. It's going to be released on.
I actually was watching that Blu-ray release today. Scream nice. Factory sent it to me in the mail to review, and it's beautiful. So,
you know, and it's so, I love that kind of just came about. Like it was like a movie I picked, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh my gosh, it's coming out on Blu-ray this year. So it kind of ties in. But okay, so the way that I incorporated Valentine in this week's movie movement was, so on Mondays I release a kind of like a short workout that I kind of talk you through a few moves. And this week, because in Valentine, the movie starts at a dance in sixth grade, it's like 80s, you know, 80s greatness. So I picked a couple like 80s moves that I kind of turned into like a fitness move. And then also I kind of, in some ways I'm going to relate it to like if there's an action in the movie, I'm going to try to incorporate that into a workout move. So for instance, I kind of did like a slow jog in one of the moves because at the beginning, Katherine Heigl's character is like running through the halls. You know what I mean? So I do a little running man. And then I do swimmers because Denise Richards' character, you know, dies in a hot tub, water. How I always like to associate water as many times as possible. There were a couple other I did, like a squat Vogue, just kind of like to incorporate like 80s moves. And the whole point is to kind of just get you to do the move, maybe laugh while you do it, but still feel like by the end of it, you feel a burn. And then like today, I'm getting ready to upload the video for the recipe. So another thing that I want to include in this is how to make food fun and not to be afraid of food. I'm someone who struggles with emotional eating, stress eating, celebratory eating, you know, like, oh, you got a good this, a good that, let's go eat celebratory. And I also suffer from something that I don't even know if it's like an actual thing, but I am someone who uses food as a weapon sometimes. Especially, I know it sounds a little crazy, but back in high school or whatever the case may be, like things that when I suffered with, and I've shared this on my Facebook before, I suffered with a depression that I kind of kept private. And I went through a phase where I was, you know, doing self-harm. And then self-harm wasn't really working for me at that point. So I had to change it up. So I would actually use food as a weapon to, if I didn't reach a goal, if I didn't do the thing I said I was going to do, I would withdraw or, you know, I'd keep food for myself. And so starting this journey with food and all that stuff has really changed the way that I use food, that I look at food. And I want to at all times be able to bring people together in a way that they use food as fuel as opposed to as a weapon or to emotionally eat or, you know, whatever the case may be. So the recipe that I use this week is chocolate, you know, Valentine's Day, it seemed appropriate. But I did a little spin on it and it is flourless chickpea brownies. I know chickpea sounds like the craziest thing to use instead of flour, but my daughter ate it and my boyfriend, who is a chef, he approved, which everything I make, he never approves of, but he approved of this as like a good substitute brownie. So I definitely have a win in that book. But that's what I want this to be. I want it to be a little bit of movement, a little bit of like, hey, this is a healthy food option for you. And it's a great conversation starter if you bring it somewhere because people are like, what is this? And you say chickpeas and they're like, excuse me? But so, yeah, so that those are the two most important components of it. I do want this to be like a trivia. I want this to be fun. I want you to bring me something I don't know about the movie. I want to be able to throw something at you. I really like kind of like a 6 degree of separation kind of thing going on. I like to know how I could take like one actor and stream it to like another actor, actress. Like that's really fun for me. So I like to incorporate those things in there as well. Yeah.
All right. And where can people go to get involved in the movie movement if they're sitting there going, this sounds like exactly what I need in my life to like step it up? What's the best way for them to find you and get involved in the weekly routines and recipes?
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. So The Movie Movement is the group on Facebook. If you search either at Ashley Groach Wellness, which is my Facebook page, there should be a link in there to get to it. If not, they can message me directly at Ashley Groach. And I will get them in there. So this is going to be something that's going to be ongoing. So every month there'll be a new theme, whether it's like a genre or an actor or a season, like for instance, Valentine's Day. And I always wanted to be kind of hitting different genres within. So for instance, with Valentine's Day being this month, I do have a horror movie going this week. Next week I have more of like drama. It's Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Yeah. And then week three, I had to do my favorite love story, which is Harold and Maude.
Which ironically is my deal breaker movie.
Oh, that would definitely, you know, what's funny is that Mike has not seen it yet. And because I'm having it be my movie this month, I'm going to make him watch it. It's not that he hasn't watched it because he doesn't want to. We just have never planned it. So I'm definitely going to make him watch it. But yes, that's a movie that like, you know, it's, I mean, that's the movie. That's the movie that Finn did, you know, that did it for me. You know, he made that every scene. Like, I watch that movie and I just, like, feel it. You know what I mean? Like, I listen to the songs and I just feel it. You know what I mean? And, yeah.
It's such a comforting movie, and it's, like, dark humor as well. Like, the... whenever anybody I know is depressed or down, I send them the flower scene from that movie 100% of the time, because I just think it's such an insightful perspective on how you view yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. It's so big. Like, whenever I come across that, I'm always like, I have to watch it, because it's just like, it's a gut check for you. It's like, man, we are so much like that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Ashley, and being able to kind of spread the word. I'm going to be pushing this a little bit, Horror Movie Night listeners. I'm going to try to get involved as well, because I'm certainly not happy with the roundness that's been happening on me. So this is a fun way for me to straighten out the roundness. So.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be for everybody to enjoy. And, you know, on the off chance that there's like a month that maybe the genre or the actress or actor doesn't fit your fancy, like, maybe you take that month off, or like, maybe you know, you just do the workouts, but you don't participate in the trivia or whatever the case may be. But what I want this to be is just like an active community where I feel like the movie listeners kind of get, you know, overshadowed a little bit or forgotten, but like, we need love too. And, you know, to be a movie nerd just does not mean that we sit on the couch and eat popcorn. Although popcorn is my favorite snack food, and if you don't like popcorn, that is a deal breaker.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ashley.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.
What's up, everybody? This is Brian here to tell you about our podcast, Bingetown TV. Our hosts include seven best friends with a love for all things television. We cover a range of genres with a focus on fantasy and sci-fi, but also dip our feet into drama, horror, comedy, and pretty much anything we think is good television. We use the traditional deep dive formula for new live shows that are released week to week, but our calling card is our Rooks and Vets and Pitchtown TV series. Rooks and Vets pairs two of our hosts that have seen a show with two of our hosts that have not seen a show. Pitchtown TV is when we have a special guest pitch us a show by having us watch the pilot and trying to convince us to watch the rest. If you're craving more content on some of your favorite TV shows, then you should listen to Bingetown TV.
Find us on our website at bingetowntv.com, the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or wherever else you may find your podcast.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.